Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
The Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really how we make things work, right? I mean, seriously. And you've got to get involved. You've got to get engaged. You have to make sure that you really, truly, you know, have a clue as to what's going on before you open your mouth, before you say something that could get us all, make us all look like fools. Now, the left has become really good at it. It's okay. I don't mind that. Let them go. Let them keep going. Don't do anything to slow them down. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Apparently, facial recognition systems used by the Metropolitan Police, they have racial bias, and those are at low thresholds, right? I mean, seriously. Now, over the UK, the Parliament has heard that their facial recognition system used by the Metropolitan Police during the King's coronation, well, it exhibits racial bias at certain thresholds, right? Speaking to the Science, Innovation, and Technology Committee, Dr. Tom Mansfield, he's a principal research scientist at the National Physical Laboratory. He said that the NEC-based systems used by the Met are prone to be biased against black individuals. The problem that we're running into now, I mean, just frankly and honestly, when you keep talking about every single thing being racist, and I mean everything, right? Math and AP English and now facial recognition systems and my God, bridges. Yes, right. Read what Buttercheeks wrote. Bridges. Then you got a problem. We find that the system is running low thresholds and easy thresholds. It doesn't start showing a bias against the black males. It does start showing bias against the black males and females combined. Now, the testimony came before a hearing, you know, investigation on artificial intelligence. You know, you understand the far-reaching effect of this is chilling. Because they'll tie these programs in with artificial intelligence. The computers will be making a decision as to whether you're guilty or not, or whether you look like somebody else or not, or whether you are the person that they're looking for. Right? Where's the check and balances going to be, and how do we know they're going to work? They've let us down many, 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 many times when it comes to technology, have they not? So the AI is the part that makes it dangerous. Because artificial intelligence is exactly that. Doesn't mean it's intelligent at all. They're using like a billion bits of data to try to figure out whether the situation is real or not, whether they should dispatch somebody or not. whether you fit the description of the person that committed the crime. You know, that's the other thing, too, because some cities now don't allow you to discuss somebody's color when you're calling out the crime. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always. Just always a pleasure to have you with me. Head over to MyPillow.com, okay, where you can, again, help support Americans. Help support Mike Lindell to be able to get involved with those programs, those issues, those things that you care about, he cares about, I care about. Sincerely. Right, so if you buy from MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, you'll save 30 to 70%. And you'll get those pillows and sheets and pillowcases and so on. Really will. All right, let's get back at it. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. A lot there. Peruse it. Order something. You know, put it in the cart. Once you get in the cart and you go use promo code Joe, you'll see exactly what it's going to cost you. A lot less than you know or think. Right? Well, activists are gearing up for Pride Month. Although I don't really quite know what that means. When you're going to have a parade, have your parade. When Susan Steinberg, the chairman of the Mahwa Pride Coalition in New Jersey, she began organizing a drag queen story hour for Pride Month. Now, she anticipated it would be well-attended, relatively non-controversial. Now, Mahwa has a population of about 26,000. It tends to lean conservative. Steinberg says that residents have largely been supportive of local pride events. We live in a very nice town, she said. People are very friendly most of the time. Isn't it interesting that if we don't agree with you, we're not friendly anymore? We're not nice or hateful? Then someone asked Steinberg if she'd seen a flyer being circulated under doorsteps among local Facebook groups accusing the drag queen hosting it of being a known pornographer and claiming that the event normalized pedophilia and abuse of children. Backlash then went national. The Mahwa Drag Queen Story Hour was publicized on far-right transphobic Twitter accounts, especially the one called Libs of TikTok. I thought you'd love this. Wait a minute. Far-right transphobic Twitter account. Now, here's the funny thing about this for those of you who don't know. The Libs of TikTok simply takes transgender videos that transgenders have put up about themselves, and simply puts them on another platform. Somehow that makes them transphobic. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe, see your host. Always a pleasure. I do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation, right? So you can be part of the solution. All right, let me get back at it. I just really enjoy some of these stories. One hit them pretty hard, pretty fast. And, you know, I think this is interesting. Whenever the White House announces that they're going to do something, how many of you, like, pucker when the White House says, we're going to do this to help you? I don't. Whatever this is, you know it's going to hurt. Right? So the White House has come out and said, hey, we're gonna do something about anti-Semitism. Right? We're gonna combat this on a national level. Now, everything that the White House has gotten involved in, everything that they have touched their hand to when it comes to this kind of stuff, blows up big time, right? I mean, look what Obama did. He laid gasoline at the ground of racism. Now, Biden said this week that the program is so ambitious. It's the most ambitious, the most comprehensive U.S. government-led effort in history. He said the past several years, hate has been given too much oxygen, fueling a rapid rise in anti-Semitism. It's simply wrong. It's not only it's immoral, it's unacceptable. It's up to all of us to stop it. Now, the president was later, by two members of his cabinet, and second gentleman, Doug, oh, God, that's terrible. The 60-page strategy also comes at a time when the U.S. is dealing with record-high violence and hate speech directed at Jewish communities. Now, here's the funny thing about it. We've seen this rise for quite some time now. And it, not just under Biden. This really amped up under Obama. Right? The anti-Semitism on college campuses has risen hundreds of percentages. And nobody's done anything about it. Nobody wanted to deal with it. Nobody wanted to touch it. I want to see, frankly and honestly, I want to see what he's going to do about it. What he really will do to change it. Right? According to the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, now, listen carefully, when it came to 2021 and 2022, the increases were astronomical, close to 40% in anti-Semite instances on in the country. Now, Biden echoed a similar sentiment and strategy report noting domestic terrorism or terrorist roots are rooted in white supremacy, including anti-Semitism. So, to, again, wiggle it around, right? Bring it around to white supremacists. Unreal. Together, we must acknowledge and confront the reality that anti-Semitism is rising, both here and across the globe. Loud voices are normalizing this venom. Loud voices, MAGA. But we must never allow it to become normal. Anti-Semitism threatens not only the Jewish community, but all Americans. I'll give him that. He's right there. But you know what? You look at this. When did it grow? Right? It grew under Obama. It got new energy under Biden. I mean, if the education world belongs to them, and it does, when you talk about colleges and such, why don't they reach out and stop it? Why don't they, how's this? Why don't they threaten to defund some of these colleges, to fund some of these grants, where the colleges are divesting anything to do with Israel, anything to do with the Jewish community? Why don't you do that? Now, the president said that the strategy has four broad themes, and they include increasing awareness, understanding of anti-Semitism, improving safety and security in Jewish communities, and reversing the normalizing of anti-Semitism and building solidarity across communities. I want you to know that this administration has already been accused of being one of the worst friends of Israel other than Obama in current history, in modern history. Not by me, by Israel. Obama was no friend of Israel. And neither was Joe Biden and his policy. Anyway, 855, prove me wrong, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Now, Susan Rice is involved in this. We'll see where this goes. We'll see what really, I mean, it's great to use all these terms and all these things that you're going to do and talk about policies and how you're going to implement and what you're going to do and get nothing. That's exactly what's going to happen is nothing. Mark my words. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Right? Go out of your way to be part of the solution. Anyway, The I love this stuff. It makes me nuts. So I want to get back to a story that we couldn't finish. Ran out of time. But I think it's important. Because it shows you what goes on in small communities. And then how they try to make you feel bad about speaking up about something you don't want to happen in your community. So we got, you know, activists are gearing up. Again, June is Gay Pride Month. Got it. California celebrates Gay Pride Month. Got it. That doesn't mean you get to force people to participate. I have friends of mine that are gay that don't like the pride parades. Said, I don't identify with the stuff they do in those parades. And yet, they try to say that they represent the gay community. I'm not so sure they do. Seriously. So I started going down the road and saying that, you know, Susan Steinberg, she's the chairman of the MAWA Pride Coalition in New Jersey. And look, if I said that wrong, I apologize. Doing the best I can, right? She began organizing a drag queen story hour for Pride Month. And she anticipated it would be well attended and relatively non-controversial. Sorry, you were wrong. There's almost 30,000 people that live in that community. They do. Now, she says they tend to skew conservative. I'll say they tend to lean conservative. How's that? Somehow it's bad to be conservative. She said residents have largely been supportive of local pride events. Of course they are. You want to go have your pride event? You want to go have whatever it is that you're having? And for the most part, it's like live and let live. We've always been like that, except when you force things on us. When you start turning around and forcing things on us, then we have a real problem. Really that simple. Now she said the people are very friendly most of the time. There's the caveat. Most of the time. If they don't agree with what I want to do, then they're no longer friendly. We'll deal more with this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. President Biden is announcing his pick to be the next chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
General Charles Q. Brown, Jr. General Brown's a warrior.
While speaking from the White House Rose Garden, Biden said the Air Force's top officer will replace current chairman Mark Milley. Brown would become the first black Joint Chiefs chair in 30 years. A subscription that lets film fans see up to 30 movies in theaters each month is relaunching.
MoviePass is back under new ownership after going bankrupt in 2020. It will have a new pricing model, this time around with plans starting at $10 per month to see 1 to 3 movies and going up to $40 a month to see up to 30 movies. MoviePass says subscribers will be able to see movies at any theater that accepts MasterCard. The service's website lists over 4,000 participating locations around the country. I'm Dave Collins.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GIRL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really, I truly, truly, truly appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air. All right, let's go back at it again. Again, we got, you know, there are people that will be celebrating, you know, Pride Month here in June, especially in California. But on the east coast of New Jersey, Mahwah, New Jersey, the resident of the town decided that she was going to start up a drag queen story hour because she felt that the town was very, very friendly, very nice, and that kind of stuff. There's almost 30,000 residents there. And what she came to find out was, well, maybe they're not into this as much as she thought. Now, they're willing, they're open to her pride events. They're open to all of that. They see no problem why she shouldn't be able to do it. But they don't want it forced on their kids. This is what I keep trying to tell you. It's one of those things where for years, for decades, those of us on the right, those hardcore conservatives that were referred to, we were fine with, hey, look, if that's your lifestyle, that's what you're going to live, that's what you want to celebrate, go do it. Leave me alone. Really that simple. But they're not satisfied with that. Now, story hour, there were flyers being put out all over the place. There was information on Facebook groups, all of that. Somebody picked up on the fact that the drag queen hosting was being known by a known pornographer, claiming that the event normalized pedophilia and abuse of children. This backlash went national, all over the place. The story hour was publicized. Now, according to the writer of the article, check this out. This is how they get people nervous. Right? They put this out, and they said, It's publicized in a far right-wing transphobic Twitter account called Libs of TikTok. Now, here's the funny thing about this. The Libs of TikTok, first of all, it's not a right-wing transphobic account. It simply takes TikTok videos. These are videos that transgender people and others have already put up. You know, the LGBTQ community have already put up for all to see. There's no restrictions on them. They simply take these and they put them up on the Libs of TikTok on a Twitter account so that it gets a larger audience, if you would. Somebody needs to explain to me how that's transphobic. Somebody needs to explain to me how that's the wrong thing to do. Right? They can't, because it's not. Steinberg says the mayor of Mahwah received more than 300 calls protesting the event. She went on to the police to see if she could get extra security in light of the threats, but she said they told her that she would have to pay extra. Or a small group, she says, we just don't have that kind of money. Well, the city doesn't have that kind of money. If the city doesn't want it, right, if the city is not interested in it and allowing you to do it because it, you know, it's the right thing to do by law, why do they have to go ahead and protect you at an, for all intents and purposes, a private event, right? Seriously. When a drag queen story hour was held on June 13th, it attracted a small group of protesters. Now, they were associated, ready for this? They're associated with a white supremacist movement called White Lives Matter. Now, the protesters, they held megaphones and they shouted nasty things at an event garnered national news. They were effectively terrorizing the children. Now, here's the thing. No, there's no reason for you to have megaphones screaming at them. Absolutely none. All right? If you want to make a bigger impact, there's other ways you could do it. That's number one. The part that they were terrorizing children is hilarious. Because if you've been to, not all, I'm not painting with a broad brush here, but if you've been to some of these pride parades, and you've seen some of the costumes they wear and how naked some of them are, and they're wiggling their junk or wiggling their butts in front of kids' faces, and you see the horrified look on the kids, that's okay. Right? That's not terrifying to that child? Or we're just supposed to deal with that, right? See, it's never a two-way street. It's never, you know, the same for both. Never. In the lead-up to this year, Pride Month, the experience has stayed fresh in Steinberg's mind. The organization decided that they will not be holding another drag queen story. Good. Right? She believes that those events are a chance for kids to hear about inclusion. Wonderful opportunity for their parents to see something that might be different. But what if they don't? So you were organizing that drag queen story hour, but what if they don't want to bring them? Right? If they want their kids to see something different, know something different, or partake or be part of that, they will find a way to make that happen. They will call your organization and say, look, I'd like to expose my kids to some of this stuff or what have you, or get them done, and take it from there. But for you to almost shove it down their throat, so to speak, no, not cool. Really that simple. She goes on to say that these would be wonderful opportunities for parents to bring their kids to see someone who might be different. Well, I'll figure out how to make that happen. But we're not in a position to deal with the directed hate. So because I don't, this is what they do, they've been doing this forever, because I don't agree, it's hate. Because I don't accept, it's hate. You see what I mean? They jumped that shark really, really fast. She goes on to say that the fears of the Pride Coalition are shared by other LGBTQ activist groups across the country in the midst of an increasingly militant anti-trans and drag movement. There's no anti-trans. There is no anti-drag movement. Drag queens are adult entertainment. Five-year-old kids are not adults. All right? It is not all about the LGBTQ. Not everything is about the LGBTQ community. Not. Period. Right? And because somebody doesn't agree with the transgender movement, if you would, because somebody agrees with biology, because somebody agrees with science, doesn't mean they hate or are anti-trans. Matter of fact, most people I know are saying, look, when you're of age, if this is what you decide to do, you're an adult. You can do whatever you want. But when you have children and those groups play on the mom's and the dad's emotions, it's wrong. It's dead wrong. And I do mean dead wrong. Anyway, as a result, many Pride Parade and drag performance organizers are recalibrating their event slates. In some cases, spending thousands of dollars outside their budget to ramp up security. Hey, why shouldn't you? We have to do it on the conservative side. We have to. You don't come to our rescue. We can't even go to a college and speak without paying three times the amount of security that most others pay. That's okay. You don't complain about that, do you? You got shy corporate sponsors that are backing away or dropping out of these things altogether? You know, there's an old saying in politics, know your audience. Know who you're speaking to. Know what you're dealing with. You know, we've allowed the conservative side of the world for years. We have allowed those in the more left-leaning, if you would, world. They do the protests. They do the yelling. They do all this stuff. And we just kind of sat back and said, yeah, okay, whatever. Let them have their moment. No more. Can't do it anymore. You're killing kids. Right? Don't give me this stuff. Would you rather have a trans kid or a dead kid? Because that is a fallacy. That is a lie. Many of these kids are still suicidal after the operation. As a matter of fact, later on in life, if you start looking for those detransition videos, you're going to see what's happened to these kids. You're going to see how bad of a life they're actually having. Not a good one, but how bad of a life they're actually having. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, but get informed first. And again, you know what? There have been, shouldn't be, but there are laws being signed across the country, and they're actually re-laws, if you would. Drag queens are considered adult entertainment, okay? And you were never allowed to bring kids under age to a drag queen performance. Never. Why is it okay all of a sudden? Explain that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. Finishing up, talking about the perceived now, I don't know any other way to put it, perceived attack, you know, against these drag queens and pride parades and such. Pride events. And I say perceived because really, they want no opposition. Absolutely none. And if I use the same guidelines, if you would, then, I'm sorry, you're attacking Christians. You're attacking conservatives. You're attacking Republicans. You're doing the same thing to the groups that you hate being done to yourself. But that seems to be okay for you. Anyway, they go on to say the transgender rights are particularly under attack with nearly 73 out of 549 proposed anti-trans bills. It is not health care to mutilate young kids All right, without, especially without proper mental care, mental health care. They're not getting it. If you think they are, if you say they are, then you're being dishonest. They're not getting it. Listen to the kids. You know, I was here. You got to listen to the kids. The kids know what they want. The kids know what's good for them. They don't. But if you truly believe that, then I'm telling you, listen to the kids. Listen to the kids who have been detransitioning. Listen to the numbers. They're escalating. They're climbing like crazy. But you're not having any part of it. You're not really interested. So it's not curbing access to health care. It's making sure you really do get the proper health care you need. You know, it's really interesting. You guys are screaming about science all the time. You always scream about biology and science, and we don't believe, and we don't believe. You know, look at what's happening now. All us ignorant little twerps that you yelled at and said stuff about, you know, how ignorant we were and what we didn't know when we were going to kill so many people because we didn't get the vaccine, because we didn't want to wear the masks. Who was right? Hey, and you know what? And it isn't even because we're smarter than you. All right? It's because we're not drones. We just don't follow what they tell us. It's because most of us, or some of us, actually remembered science classes from high school and even college. None of it made any sense. None of what they were asking us to do made any sense. And now you're seeing the health issues on the rise for you people who got the shot. And I'm sorry for some of you who got it, who I actually talked to now, and you're worried. I mean, I feel sorry for you. We tried to tell you. You wouldn't listen to us. Some of you kept telling me, I love this. Some of you kept telling me, right, that you had a cousin, an uncle, an aunt, or whatever, in the industry. And they kept telling you how safety shots were. They got one themselves. And now look what the CDC is saying. Look at what some of these World Health Organizations are saying. Not the World Health or Unhealth. I'm going to call it the Unhealth Organization. No, I'm talking about the World Health Organizations in all these different countries. What are they saying? We talk about science. Why is it that more and more countries are banning, right, these transition surgeries? They've got good reasons to do it. Why? Why do you think that is? You think that they're transphobic? All those countries are transphobic? Really? Many of those countries are liberal countries. They apparently care more about their people than we do. So, you know, again, interesting. You want us to follow the science that you perceive as science. We have been right almost 99% of the time about these issues, these things. We were right about the Trump stuff. You'll never admit to that. There's way too much pride going on there. And again, with these drag queen, reading moments, really. See, I'll do this with you. All you more seasoned Republicans, you more seasoned conservatives, why don't you do this? On Constitution Day, there's actually a federal law that says that schools who get federal funding are required by law to have a patriotic day on Constitution Day. Talk about the Constitution, the whole nine yards. I would admonish a bunch of you listen to the show, whether you're moms or grandmoms, whatever. Go down to your local school. Save up a few bucks over the summer. Buy their little booklets, usually, on the Constitution. How to explain the Constitution to young kids. And go and read to them. Read to them on Constitution Day. Show up and show your American pride. Go up and show your constitutional pride. That simple. Let's see how many of you will actually do that. That means you actually care about and you're out there and put the other ones to shame. If they're okay with the drag queen readings, then they should be okay with, see, and you'd have a legal right to be there. Right? You'd have a legal right to be there and read that stuff. Anyway, yeah, I'm tired of hearing about the attacks against the transgender community. It's not true. You know, seriously, get the numbers from the CDC. Get the numbers. Look at the attacks. There are more attacks on cops, for God's sakes, than anybody else at this point. And then they go to the extreme, right? They go to the gay bar shooting in Colorado Springs. What did that have to do, seriously, with a sane person? What did that have to do? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It is not always about the gay pride movement. It's not always about the LGBTQ community. Because you don't agree with something doesn't mean it's always about white supremacy. It's not always hate. It's not always fear. Right? Anyone who spends enough time online and monitoring what's going on has to be honest about it, right? Now, bomb threats came against the Boston Children's Hospital. Why? Because somebody posted on the libs of TikTok how they offer gender-affirming care to minors. And they do. They claimed they didn't. But the generic we were able to prove they did. Kids who actually had gone through it. So, if it's so right, if it's so good, then why are you afraid to say it? What are you worried about the right-wing people for? We're nowhere near as violent as you guys are. Right? Not even close. Look at today. What happened up in San Francisco? I mean, libs were beaten on libs. Right? You talk about having to hire more security, as we were talking about earlier in this particular article. Well, what do you think happens to conservatives every time they go to speak at a college or an event? They got to hire more security because you guys are out of control. I mean, when you start getting honest about this stuff, we can move through it. Until then, we're just arguing, right? So a recent article in the LA Times, which I find funny, says if you deny communion to Catholics who support abortion rights, what other grave sins are next? Right? This is a letter from the editor. A politician enabling abortion commits a grave sin, maybe, but it doesn't seem that clear to me. I'm not a Catholic, let alone a scholar, but the effect of politicians' votes seem to be removed from sin. One letter writer supported by a July 2004 memorandum, Congressional Doctrine of Faith on Worthiness to Receive Holy Communion, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops declared, in part, bishops can legitimately make different judgments on most prudent course of pastoral action. The issue might not be cut and dry. Now, when you think about this, right, they're worried that when it comes to communion, that you now won't give, oh, I don't know, communion to someone who is a druggie, right? Someone who's an illegal immigrant. Someone who's transgender. See, here's the difference. Those people, yes, they're living in sin or committing sin, and hopefully they're being worked with to come out of it. Hopefully. But when you're talking about legislators, the hypocrisy behind, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Joey B., they'll say they don't want to push their religion on somebody. It's not a matter of pushing your religion on somebody, and I get that. But you openly advocate for it. You call it God's will or God's this or God's that. You actually use God when you think it's to your benefit. That's the hypocrisy. That's what makes it bad. You promote it. You push it as a good thing. Big difference between not supporting it because of your religious belief and pushing it. Two totally different things. Trouble's in your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with us tomorrow.